Guitarist and songwriter Bill Kirchen is a lanky guy with a shock of white hair and a ready laugh. He carries his guitar with the ease of someone who hasn't been separated from it too much over the last 40 years. Kirchen has played music all his life, from classical as a kid to folk in the 60s. He got his first national exposure as a founding member of Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen.
There's a ride going on up in cell block number 9.
On his new CD, Word to the Wise, Kirchen is joined by some of the many musicians he's worked with over the years, including Nick Lowe, Elvis Costello, Maria Muldaur, and, of course, Commander Cody.
So I made it back home for the big and all your arm. I had to play my record for my man Obama. I blew right by the Secret Service. I said, put that thing away, man. You're making me nervous.
Bill Kirchen joins us now with his guitar. So good to have you with us.
Well, it's good to be here, Lynn. Thank you.
Now, I understand you're called the King of Diesel Billy. What exactly is Diesel Billy?
Well, I really made that up just so I could have my very own genre. I wouldn't have to share with anyone else. Now, at one point, I first got into country music back in the 60s. There was a sort of legitimate form, truck driving songs. And for some reason, I took a liking to them, and they had a guitar sound that attracted me that I got into. So at one point, more of just as a joke of anything, I started calling what I played Diesel Billy, figuring if I had my own genre, anything I played would be legitimate Diesel Billy. So.
Well, there's one example from the new CD that I wanted to play called Bump Wood.
Right.
And I was listening to that song in Calvert County, Maryland, which I understand is where you
exactly,
live.
Exactly, yeah.
Driving along on a country road, and I have to say, this was just the right thing to be listening to.
Good. It's a good to be alive song.
If I could stretch it down like I stretch that sand, I would have all the money that I already spent. If I had the money, I'd spread it all around, because it don't mean nothing when I'm laying in the ground.
Now, if you can listen to that song without bouncing your head up and down, then...
Even I was bouncing up and down. I've never heard it before.
So you called that a good-to-be-alive song. Is that just because of the way it makes you feel, or does it go beyond that?
Well, that's what it's about, really. It's about writing. I wrote it with the idea that, hey, I like it here, you know.
You like it here on Earth.
Exactly.
And you want to continue
and
to be
here.
In this
meat suit that I've been issued. Here, just fine with me.
So what are your roots? Are your roots country? Are they blues?
I started out being a classical musician and hearing the pop music of the day, but I really didn't start playing until I got caught up in the big folk scare in the mid-60s. I graduated.
The folk scare?
The folk scare. Whoa, what's this? But I would hitchhike to New York City and to the Newport Folk Festival in 1964 and 65, and I saw all the great blues men like Skip James and Son House, and that was the music that I got going on. And I really didn't start playing rock and roll and electric till a couple of years later, and then I got a crash course in Western swing and country at that point. When I started Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen, we started that band.
That's really where your career began, isn't it?
That's where my national career began, absolutely.
All right, tell me a little bit about that, playing with Commander Cody.
Well, it started out almost as just a fun band. There was a floating membership and there were dancing girls and it was kind of an art rock thing. But we were mining a boogie woogie from the 40s, hard blood and guts country from the 50s, Hank Williams songs and whatnot, and writing our own material. And so we were doing a lot of kind of things which came to be known later as roots music, but we were playing them for rock and roll audiences in the 60s and 70s.
Did you start playing trombone before you played guitar?
Yeah, I was a classical trombone player and through junior high and part of high school until I got seduced by the banjo and guitar.
And I know you said that you really got into the folk music, but did you ever think about going into pure blues or jazz? Were you headed in that direction at all? Or?
Well, to be honest with you, this wasn't a thought-out career. It's like the next thing I know, like, whoa, I've been a musician for 40 years now. And so it's hard for me to think back and think where the forks in the road were. But I've really just been lucky enough to play the music that really struck me.
All right, I wanted to play a track from the CD. This is one that I think you wrote for Elvis Costello and Maya. It's called Man in the Bottom of the Well.
I spend my time thinking about the change. There's a man in the bottom of the well.
So that is Elvis Costello singing with you. And did you write that with him in mind?
I really did not write it with him in mind, but I picked it for him. I wanted a song for him to really sink his teeth into, and I thought somehow that reminded me of him and sort of the emotional intensity that he's capable of delivering.
So, you know, over the years, you have earned some very lofty titles.
Oh, my goodness.
Hammer of the Honky Tonk Gods. Titan of the Telecaster.
I say.
And I understand you've been using the same Telecaster guitar since 1967?
I think I got it in 69, actually, about 41 years ago. And it was at least 10 years old then. But I did. I managed just the same old guitar. I'm sure it was because back in the day I had roadies to rescue it for me and put it away every night. But I've been able to take care of it myself now for the last
Well, is there something special about the sound of that guitar that makes you hold on to it?
Yeah, well, I think any guitar has its own voice, and especially the good ones, and that was one of the good ones. Even if it's just a plank of wood and a stick and some wires, it's still got character to it, and that was one of the good ones.
Yeah. It's not the only guitar you play with.
No. As a matter of fact, I don't have it with me today. I have a guitar now that I just got yesterday that's made, check this out, it's made by Carmen Street Guitars in the Village, and the neck is from pine taken from the fabulous Chelsea Hotel in Greenwich Village.
Well, we're going to have you play that.
All right.
But wait, before we have you play that, I understand something else, which is you're a good whistler.
Oh, yeah, I can whistle.
Can I hear you whistle something? That's great.
I learned how to whistle walking my dog as a kid. I'd walk my dog and whistle.
Well, one song that you're really well known for is Hot Rod Lincoln. And I was wondering if you could play that for us.
Sure. Why
okay,
not?
Great.
First off, a little backstory on this. We learned this from a Johnny Bond record. And I was pretty new to learning songs off records then. And I thought I pretty much nailed it exactly. But I go back now and it wasn't even close. But I like mine better. And it was originality born of incompetence. There you have it.
You know, there really is something about your music that makes you want to move, I think. What inspires you when you're writing?
That's a good question. I don't know. Generally, I love music. That's one thing. I always have. And sometimes I feel that I just want to go, hey, listen to this. Or even if it's a song that, like a Dylan song I love or whatnot. So, for openers, I was a fan. And then I was lucky enough to learn how to play and make my living doing it.
That's singer, songwriter, and guitarist Bill Kirchen. His new CD is called Word to the Wise. And he joined me here at our studios in Washington, D.C. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been a wonderful experience.
All right, now maybe you can play something else to say goodbye.
Some. Yep.
And this is Bill Kirchen playing and whistling the 1959 classic Sleepwalk. Our program is directed by Petra Mayer and produced by Kate Davidson, Phil Harrell, Kenya Young, Brent Bachman, Brad Horn, Sam Sanders, and Kristen Myers. The technical director is Sean Phillips, assisted by Jerry Tennant, Cal Southworth, and Paris Morgan. Melissa Goh is the weekend web producer. Our reference librarian is Key Molesky. The director of news programming is Ellen McDonald. Rick Holter is the senior editor. And our senior producer is Matt Martinez. For Sunday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary. Guy Raz will be back next weekend. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.